This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Wines like Clos du Bois, Ravenswood, and Estancia are standbys on grocery store shelves, and they're part of a $1.7 billion deal between two major players in the wine industry. Constellation Brands, known for Corona beer, says it plans to sell 30 of its low-priced wine and spirit lines to E&J Gallo, as in Ernest and Julio Gallo. It may be a family-owned business, but that doesn't mean mom and pop. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
The wine bottles on store shelves seem like little works of art, each with its own unique label and evocative description, you know, notes of bramble with a hint of vanilla spice. You imagine them coming from a rustic farmhouse with rows of tended vines and an obsessive winemaker dedicated to the craft, like the one described by Paul Giamatti's character in the wine snob classic film Sideways.
Only the most patient and nurturing of growers. Only somebody who really takes the time to understand Pinot's potential can then coax it into its fullest expression.
But that's not really how the business works these days, says Rob McMillan, a wine industry analyst with Silicon Valley Bank.
The vast majority of wine that you find in grocery stores, it's made in a production style, and it's not authentic, it's not craft wine, it's mass production wine.
He says the $45 billion wine industry has come to be dominated by Gallo and Constellation and a handful of other major players that together represent about 75% of all wine sales. But sales have been dropping for cheaper wines like those Gallo plans to buy, says Stephen Ronacleve, a beverage industry strategist with Dutch Rabobank.
It is a challenging time for the lower end of the market. People are generally drinking less but better.
But Gallo may see an opportunity with younger consumers in their 20s and early 30s who may just be starting to develop a taste for a glass of wine to pair with their avocado toast. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.